Good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer for Hods to Hods on Blog Talk Radio with a special podcast. What we want to talk about tonight is I want to look at the coronavirus and break that down, some rhetoric or some dialogue that you're probably not used to hearing. Before I start, because I'm going to make some wild, outlandish accusations doing this show, I want to step up front and say, these are just my feelings. There is no factual documentation that I have that's going to support it, but it's my blog, and this is what I feel. I see I got my younger brother about to ride shotgun with me as we go down this path, talking about the coronavirus and how it is affecting lives all over the world. The code word for it is COVID-19. And when I say code word, that's what it's more commonly, it's known by corona, but when experts talk about it, it's the COVID-19. Here's a virus that originated in China and has spread all over the world. Now, a lot of people think that it's going to be one of the more deadlier viruses that has come this way. But the one thing that I want to point out, and again, folks, listen to this podcast, I'm just giving you my feelings, and my cast will give you their feelings. And if it's not in line with what you feel, again, I want to say this is our perception or our perspective on this. I want to start off, before we get into how we want to protect ourselves, just so you understand where my mission statement or my theme will be coming from, I am thoroughly convinced that this is no accident. The only accident that's associated with COVID-19 is, as with every mass tragedy, it got out of control. But I do not believe that this is a natural virus, and studies seem to indicate that a virus with strains such as COVID-19 was created. Now, I'm going to come back and visit that, but for a second, let's talk about how, do we know anybody right now that's been affected by this coronavirus, Cass?
I don't know anybody personally, but I mean, it seems to be hitting most of the states.
Yes, it's spreading like wildfire. I'm sorry. And again, it's one of those things. And again, if this is a natural occurrence, then I'm going to apologize right now. But there is nothing about the virus, the formation of the virus, and the timing of the virus that leads me to believe that this is natural. And I'm sorry if I keep drifting to that, but I have a hard time thinking away from that. And when I say natural, I mean somebody created it. This was not like they want to tell you that a Chinese person ate a bat and that bat is what started it. I'm going to simply say this. I don't know much about the Chinese culture, but if that person ate a bat, I'm willing to bet you that's not the first bat somebody ate over there. So when you say, okay, and now to Americans, yeah, somebody ate a bat that was infected. Boom, okay. That sounds natural. But if you're in China, I won't go on a limb and say eating bat is some shit that people might do on a regular. So what sounds very peculiar to us, initially, yeah, we might buy into, yeah, that's how the disease can spread. But that's not how that started. That's my opinion. Now, one other thing about this corona, we're going to be skipping around on different topics about corona for the next half hour, but it's so interesting that they started reports that corona wouldn't affect black people. Have you heard that?
I did hear that.
So they started little news snippets that corona won't hurt black people. Because of, they say the melon, but if you're educated and understand, melon is a concept that's invented. but there is something in black bodies, something in the DNA that apparently, I say apparently, defends this virus a little better than folks who don't have that. So now, if you, again, that's that story started. So now what do you see is throughout the media, they look for black people now who's been affected, and that's going to be a headline story because, again, the media want to make sure if it's panic time, let's everybody panic, okay? Yeah, black people, you're not free of this. Yeah, you got, nobody was crying like that when sickle cell was exclusively in the black community. But here we got rumors that maybe the COVID-19 is anti-black. So now the media has to make go out of their way to find black individuals who've been affected with this virus. In fact, did you see the, in fact, was it a doctor in hometown Patterson who was supposed to have contracted the virus?
I'm sorry, well, actually, was
he
a doctor?
He's from Teaneck. He's from Teaneck. He works in Patterson, St. Joseph.
Actually,
Bergen County has a larger number of people that's infected than Passaic County.
Now, I think that's interesting that Bergen County has a higher...
Just based on per capita income, folks in Bergen County can vacation a little more.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. I mean, just based on per capita income, because if you live in Bergen County, I mean, don't get me wrong. We know that's not 100%, so let's not get crazy. But if you look at Bergen County, usually you got a little more paper.
Bergen County is next to Fort Lee. So pretty much Fort Lee is next to New York. So, of course, when it came to New York, then it hit Fort Lee. Then it started spreading, you know, through the Bergen County. And it just started coming. It kept going west. I think Pennsylvania is next.
We already have it right here.
But let me say this to people, okay? Again, as we talk about this, as we try to find that silver lining in this dark-ass cloud, everybody catching it is not dying. I mean, so you know what I'm saying? So when AIDS came around, and again, yes, I'm trying to compare catastrophes to help us feel better about today. Yes, I am. But when AIDS came around, if you got the package, you was done. I mean, unless you was Magic Johnson. But if you got the package, you died. Not too many people survived from AIDS. So when they start making, emergency shutdowns, national emergency calls about the COVID-19, in its onset, I don't think it's as deadly as some other viruses that have come this way. So I really don't understand. I mean, don't get me wrong, because in fact, when I say don't get me wrong, all day, every day, I wear masks and gloves at work, and I never did that before, but I'm going to do that for some time now. So when you hear me talking about it, please don't think for one second that I just dismissed this as menial. No, I'm taking every precaution. I probably wash my hands, no shit, about 20 times more a day now. Because let me tell you something.
Can't stress that enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if me wearing a mask and scrubbing my hands more frequently is a solid preventive measure, then shame on me if I'm too lazy to do that, man. I'm sorry.
Right.
Now, again, if that shit is for you, I mean, you can do what you got to do, but and it's going to be for you. But I'm saying if it's and the virus itself, they said the particles, and I read this, so I'm not trying to be up here as a poser. Like, I know some chemical breakdowns and shit. But they said the particles in the mask are so much, in the virus, are so large. And again, we talk large, we're still talking microscopic, that any mask will block it from entering it into your mouth or your nose. So now, once again, people starting to make profit off of a tragedy. Now, you've got the coronavirus mask out. They're going for about $45 each. When
hold on, a simple mask. Not to interrupt you real quick. Did you read about the guy? I think you had something like 18,000 boxes of hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, yeah.
Yeah, what, that you were trying to sell up. They shut that down.
But again, he crazy. Because I'm just saying, we talk, you know, here comes some of that Patterson. You got 18,000 cases of hand sanitizer. That's more than a couple of bricks of some of the best shit people moving on the street right now. They may, he may get a visit with the knock at the door telling you, you got to share that, man. You got to share that. I mean, me personally, that was a risk posting something on Facebook.
He went and purchased that. Is that correct?
Yeah, he went and purchased all them boxes.
He purchased it. Again,
they came down on him, so he ended up giving it away to charity.
Now, watch this, though. Because we are an opportunist society, I mean, that's just one. That's what big business does to us every goddamn day. And that was a G-O-T damn. That was a goddamn, just in case I didn't enunciate properly. That's what they do to us. They, you know, buying the supply and demand. Now, again, only thing my man did wrong to me was the way he advertised how much he had. He should have just waited and said, special sanitizer, $5 a bottle on eBay, and not put out all that shit that he had.
Yeah.
Cause then it made it seem what it really was.
He was hoarding.
Right.
Yeah, but again, watch this.
Yeah.
When real estate goes down, what do rich people do? They buy up all the damn real estate, right? And then when the market flipped, that same building they bought for $1,000, you now pay $10,000 for it. That's all the man with the hand sanitizer was doing. He was about
money. Not only that, if they do happen to come up with a cure, how much do you think that's going to cost?
Well, now let me say
that.
It shouldn't cost the American people anything as far as you going through your insurances and whatnot.
Listen up. Before I say this, let me state that I read a lot of stuff on internet, and I don't say whether it's true or not. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it's interesting to what it is I'm talking about, then I'm going to use it. And right now, they say Trump offered China. I'm sorry. Let me get my country right. Trump.
That was
a straight Freudian slip right there. 45 offered some scientists in Germany either $1 billion or $1 trillion for exclusive rights to the antivenom for COVID-19. Now, let me tell you something. And again, I don't have documented proof saying that's true or not, but when you hear something like that and you know who I'm talking about, do the two kind of match up like maybe that shit could happen? And maybe that shit could happen. I'm just saying, if he offered $1 billion, I don't know if it's $1 billion or $1 trillion, I think it was $1 billion for that antivirus, then you know somebody paying for that. That's an investment, and that is what the problem with 45 has been since day one. He is interested in building his wealth instead of building the nation. And I'm going to go on a tangent just for a second here. And any of them damn Trump supporters who still support his raggedy ass during these times, knowing that he do not have the intelligence or the counsel to take America through these rough times, then I want to tell you, man, I don't know what the fuck happened to you at some point in your life, but that's some straight bullshit. For you to still support that man at this current time, I can't get it.
Yeah, I think...
Glad you spoke on that.
I think 25% of the country still supports him. Well, Republicans, I guess, think that he's handling this virus, accordingly, and 51% feel he is not.
And his supporters still believe that this is just a follow-up to that Mueller report, where they're trying to bring him down. They think all this is a conspiracy against Trump to get him out of office.
And let me just say this. When I say as far as the insurances, they're paying for this, That's who you're, when you go for any kind of service that you have health care, of course you're going to be presenting your, you know, your insurance card. That's who is going to that's going to be jacking up these prices on us and us as the consumers and whatnot. We're going to have to pay for that on the other end.
And
because
remember,
they're going to run the price up, and then when you go and get your insurance from your companies or whatever, then that's when they're going to start charging you higher premiums. So yeah, in
remember,
the end, we
whatever,
will fail it. We'll fail it in the end.
Whatever they don't cover, remember, you got to cover that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In the end, we're going to fail it because whatever they don't, you know, they're going to come after us for it, whether it be
and
through your
why?
Premium or your out-of-pocket.
And that's why. And I know, hey, but one second, I got to take a quick break here, because I want to ask a question that's not related.
You versus you. I just want to take a second and thank one of our major contributors, You Versus You, Motivational Urban Wear. Motivational t-shirts and hoodies are provided to you at a very small cost by Kenneth Hodge II, young entrepreneur out of Columbus, Ohio, by way of New Jersey. Hoodies and motivational shirts have motivational writing on it that is designed to empower you and again give you that extra sense of motivation that will allow you to take it to the top. You versus you. And now back to our podcast.
Did Bernie Sanders drop out of the race?
No, they had a debate last night.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure before I say that. That's why when it comes to
this political election,
I'll take. And that equal is going to be with Bernie Sanders because ain't nobody paying nothing. But now let's get back to the corona. And again, let me tell you something.
Did you see the debate last night?
No, I didn't.
You didn't watch the debate?
And let me tell you why I didn't watch the debate. And again, as we drift away from that sad shit with Corona, but we're going to come back to it, though. I didn't watch the debate because my mind is made up on Bernie Sanders. And when I hear the debate, there is nothing Joe Biden is going to say to me that's going to, unless he's saying, I'm giving you free health care and I'm going to do something about the cost of education. If he can't meet me on those 2 points, there's nothing else I need to hear from him. And I want to go as far as to say, If Bernie Sanders get in office and can provide that free Medicare for everybody and do something about education, the cost of education in this country, I don't really care what else he does, because any other president, no matter what else they did, don't really affect the black community like people want to believe it does. So, yeah, I'm all in for Bernie. I podcast for Bernie. I pass out flyers for Bernie if I had to, and that's my choice. So I don't need to watch no debates. Go ahead.
But I would like to suggest maybe, you know, watching that, and you might find it interesting. First of all, it was, I didn't watch the whole thing, let me say that, but I just saw snippets of it. But it was refreshing, I should say, that it kind of wasn't in front of a live audience, because they didn't do it in front of a live audience, primarily because of this coronavirus. So there was no live audience. So you just got to see the two candidates standing up, you know, kind of be mano-a-mano and just going at the topic. But it was done in, you know, seemed like a civilized somewhat manner, and they just were addressing the issues and just basically talking about, you know, what they can do and how they would go about it. So, yeah, I would just say, if you get a chance, check it out. You know, because I know you're always saying things about, you know, Biden, he can't say anything that you'll be interested in. You might find some things that he said interesting, and then find some things that Bernie didn't respond to. I felt like he should have interesting as well.
But again, and I hear what you're saying, but it's just like, you know, I said, I already bought the ticket for the Bernie Sanders horse to come in first. So I'm very careful when I say, I don't say he got everything right. I don't really give a shit based on how current day politics actually affect black communities. I don't give a shit what else Bernie do. But if Bernie come in and make sure everybody can get quality free health care and do something about student loans, listen to me. I'm okay with that. I don't need no more. And if Joe can't meet me with, because those two things right now is what have me peeking towards Bernie. So if Joe can't meet that with me, there's nothing else Joe can say to me that's going to change my mind.
Is he going to be able to do? I mean, they all talk a good game. And don't get me wrong, I'm just for whoever's going to be able to get in there and defeat Trump.
But it's okay, though.
I listen to both of them. And I've seen many elections, whenever anybody's running, they all talk a good game as far as what they want to do and what they're going to do. And then when they get in office, it just does not seem to go quite that way. So I
okay, let me ask you a question. Hold on.
Many times.
I got one question for you then. Just based on the debate they had the other night, just solely based on that, what will Joe Biden say he's going to do for the American people?
Well, now, in all fairness, like I said, I did not see it in its entirety. I saw a snippet of it. And Biden was basically saying to Bernie, what you're saying is really not going to be possible to do at this time.
That's because they don't want it done. No, I'm not buying that. You know why? Listen, right now, we can move money and we can get money from wherever the hell we want to get money from. I don't buy that we broke shit. And that is never something I buy.
That is not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, they saying we can't finance free medication for everybody.
That's not what he said either.
Maybe you should just watch it. But in all fairness, I need to watch it in its entirety, but the snippets that I saw, that's not what I took away from that. But in all fairness, I think you should just watch it. Unless he's talking about free health care and some free education, then, again, at least I know on those two levels, everybody's going to get the same opportunity. Now, unless he's talking some shit like that. Hold on 1 second, though. Let me drift back over to that corona for a minute. Because right now, President Trump and the title of the podcast is about conspiracy theory. So right now, President Trump is thinking about invoking a law known as the Stanford Act. Again, that law was enacted in 1988. It empowers the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to assist state and local government during natural catastrophes and coordinate the nation's response. It controls more than $40 billion. And the Stanford Act gives the president, he already took all the damn power anyway without an act. But this is a legitimate act that if we have a declared state of emergency, which at this point, I don't think a lot of people could disagree with that.
The way the media has reported on the coronavirus.
So if we all lean towards we are in a state of emergency and he invokes this act, now we begin to see, as per my conspiracy theory, what this virus is really meant to do, to disrupt American households and to make sure that we have enough smoke so that the real reason is we control the election so we get Trump ass back in office. Again, let me say, because I know that might sound powerful, but that is just my thought. I don't have any dossiers that I've read that support that. Just based on the way I follow this man, the way this man does business, it fits the mold. It fits the profile.
Like I was saying, it's going to die down during the summer, but it's going to pick back up in the fall And when you have that outbreak again, that's when they're going to end up canceling the election, which in turn would give this knucklehead another year probably in office a free year.
Well, I don't know if it's going to give him a free year. I just think it's going to keep the turnout low, which will be in his favor, because people won't come out and vote.
Yeah, because watch this. Because his people, it don't, watch this. If they get a chance to get out and vote for that fool, it don't matter if they got to go through hell's fire. I'm pretty certain they're going to take their ass out there and vote.
So they're going to do it, yeah.
Right. So it's not like they're going to get a free year. You know, just the turnout will just be like, and you can see it right now. They're canceling primaries in some of these states because of this virus. So that's happening as we speak.
If you want to call it that, voter suppression, bang. You don't want to get the Rona, do you? All right, don't go out. We ain't voting this week. We ain't voting this year.
But I mean, what they're suggesting is, you know, to try to mail your ballots in or whatever you can, do early ballots. But I mean, at this point.
Yeah, we're going to get down to you probably going to be able to vote for the president on your computer, because we are absolutely certain that Russia can't touch that.
Right, exactly.
Anybody hear about this Rona over in Russia anywhere?
No. Because watch this. Putin probably told them. Look at here. You and my man over in China, y'all fucking with them chemicals. Look, don't bring that shit over here. I mean, you know what I said? They sit at the round table, and he was like, listen, I don't agree with what you're doing. I just beat motherfuckers into submission. But y'all want to fuck with them chemicals. Don't bring that shit to Russia. So they put up containments on it, man. And again, a lot of this, again, is for entertainment purposes. But as I said, think about it. Unless it's in Russia, and Russia just got their news so blacked out that nobody knows about it. But I'm pretty sure that if it's going to be everywhere but Russia, then Putin probably told them, listen, while y'all play catch up to me, don't bring that shit over here to Russia, because we're not playing it. Because that's going to cause a violation of the friendship. And you motherfuckers know I'm not that one.
Hey, and you gotta remember too, with this Rona talk going on now, ain't nobody really focusing on Trump and what he's doing politically, you know what I'm saying, for the country, because everybody right now focuses on that Corona.
He ain't never doing shit for the country, man.
No, for himself, let's put it like that.
I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah, he ain't never doing shit for the country.
I mean, it's just crazy to me how even in this crisis, this is Obama's fault, to hear him tell it.
Well, now let me say this to you.
You know, he's blaming this on Obama, because he's saying, you know, the previous administration, you know, the procedures or whatever they had in place were, what did he say? They were obsolete. They were, you know, outdated.
Here's what happened with that. The administration Obama has set up to protect us against this type of infiltration. Now, let me say this, and you know, let's be for real. Just because we have an administration set up, it doesn't mean that it would have been efficient. But God darn it, it was there. And more than likely, Obama probably had the agency regulated to the fact that some of that bullshit China wanted to send before, because it wouldn't pass, he had that block. But now, since our president and China are trading patents, all that shit got relaxed, man. But you know what, though?
He dismantled that whole division. But he got rid of it.
He dismantled that division, and then he opened up the floodgates to China, because, again, they're giving him and his family patents that's going to make them millionaires for the rest of their life. So he said, you know what? All those places that Obama said wasn't clean or wasn't regulated, yeah, send your goods from there also. So they sent all that bullshit over here. And again, that bullshit led to the bullshit that we're in right now, if you ask me.
You know what's funny to me? Yesterday, Donald Trump, you had some people coming up and talking, I guess. But it's like before anybody would say something, they would have to give praises and honor to their Lord and Master, Donald Trump. And then they would speak. everybody that came up before they said anything, I'd like to praise, you know, my Lord and Master Donald Trump for handling the situation. You know, everybody pretty much was kicking his ass.
That's telling that old boy that you're doing church. Before you get, I want to give honor to the pastor. I'm just saying, you know, before, what's the issue? Because before I give my testimony, I got to honor all these people. Man, sit your ass down, man.
And the funny thing about that was they was all bunched together. They wasn't apart from each other. They were shaking hands and all that shit. But you gonna tell people how to not catch this shit? But y'all up on stage, like 2 feet away from each other, touching the microphone and stuff like that.
I mean, you gotta live, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And again, I'm being very careful and taking extra precautions, man, but I can't stop living, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you got to live. But a lot of them have tested positive, and some of them are from quarantine. Because some people from that have been down to that golf place he has, in Mar-a-Lago, they tested positive.
He claims he got tested. They came back negative.
But do we know that for sure, though? Do we, as much as he lies, do we really know that, though?
Let's take the conspiracy on a wicked left turn. Wicked left turn, not a sharp. A wicked left turn. Let's just hypothetically say his ass got tested and he's still out there prancing around people because he can't let the nation know he tested positive. Now, let me say this to you. And if his shit got to the point where he had to be hospitalized, do you think he'd give a fuck about anybody else, man? I'm just asking. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think so. I believe that somewhere the thought is going to arise that, well, fuck it. If I got it, hey, fuck everybody else, man. That's how
I believe, we can go even really, really left and say he might have some sort of vaccine that he was able to take. Just ain't gave it to nobody else. And shit, that's possible, too, since you're doing conspiracies. I'm just throwing that out there.
And that's real possible. I only got one test kit, and I'm gonna hold on to that. I'm just saying it's some bullshit that I think we could have did better on. But again, it's here now. What are we gonna do? Right now is when. And I talk shit about 45 since day one. But right now, if he could put together some kind of legitimate response and preventive measures. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would never vote for his ass as president, but it would cover up some of that dumb shit that he's been doing the last couple of years. All he got to do, you ain't going to be president again. Let's understand that. All he got to do, man, is do some kind of shit that show the nation, yeah, you an asshole, man, but you handled that Corona 19. But he can't, because already the mission statement is lies to the people, man. That's what I'm saying. But you know what? Again, his supporters love him so much that they can't even see that. But let me tell you something. If I could magically get a message to Trump that he would actually fucking listen to, I'd tell him, look, swallow your pride and call 1-800-Obama come help me. And let's get some help bringing America back together. But we can't do that. I know that. I'm just saying that's that happy dust thinking. Or I give him one better. Go find somebody who know what the fuck is really going on. You still be the president and let somebody with some sense run the nation for a little while.
But you only want yes people around you. You don't want anybody around you that is going to tell you something constructive or give you some real productive, you know what I'm saying, information. You don't want to hear it. They say that people around him won't give him any bad news because he don't like to hear it. And what kind of nonsense is that? How can you even deal with or function or just even, like I said, just handle any kind of situation in that position if you can't bring him any sort of bad news? Are you kidding me?
Hey. He doesn't want to hear it. Like the Godfather.
Everything isn't always rainbows and sunshine. It's just not always like that.
Well,
so you got to be, if you're a leader, you got to lead in good and bad times. Because that's just how we go.
Yeah, but see, again, we all know that a leader, he's not a semi. Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, I'm not even going to say if you put him against businessmen, he probably ain't even a good businessman. If you put him up
against my... Well, we know that because he don't fall faithless to you a couple of times. So,
I said, if you measure him, if you measure his net worth against... If you measure his net worth against my coins, it will make him look like he's an outstanding businessman. But when you measure him on the level of who he messes around with, I mean, who he parties with, no, he ain't shit, man, when it comes to business. But it's just sad, and I'm sorry, man. It's just sad to see that people like that bullshit, that separation bullshit that he motivates so well with, that they will take that over having a nation that's closer to one nation for all. Nah, fuck that one nation for all. One nation for us. And some of his supporters, with respect to Corona, how they still be on his nuts like they honey roasted, they would probably rather see it all go away than just see it equal. Now, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's like trying to fight a motherfucker who ain't scared. When you dealing with somebody with, I'd rather lose it all than to share equally with anybody else, and you know who anybody else is, that's some sad shit, y'all. And that's some shit that America, it's going to take about a good 8 years before they even stop thinking in that manner, before we get back on the road to trying to equalize or redistribute wealth in this country. That's
they
what
ain't trying to do that at all.
But you know what, though? Now, speaking as a person who can't sit around and play with millions, what the fuck do you really have an issue with sharing some of that damn money, man? And don't get me wrong. And I'm not talking to you as no lazy sumbitch that, no, I just want to sit around and take your money. But is there a point where, I mean, you can't spend all that shit, man, and you rather just hold on to it than help people who are in dire need of it, and you got it off their back. You know what I'm saying? How much damn money is enough money? Bill Gates, Bill Gates and my man, they walk around dropping millions at orphanages overseas, but you live in America, but where you live is fucked up. I mean, how much is enough? Everybody be doing that bullshit. I want to be recognized instead of I really want to do something that's going to make a difference, man. Getting back to the coronavirus. You know what? But it ain't the worst situation. It's some bullshit that, unfortunately, in years to come, you're going to find out that motherfuckers had their hands in the coronavirus. This is not a natural occurrence. And that's what's going to fuck up American history. The desire to have more money than the next billionaire is going to be at the root of probably the corona. It was probably at the root of HIV. That's how motherfuckers with money think now. Let me create some... And again, that shit was on an episode of Mission Impossible. They called that shit Chimera. Let me create a disease that I got an antidote for. Yeah, some people gonna die, but that's just okay. Let me create a disease
casualty,
I got an antidote for to get
rid of. Casualties of war, right? We call that casualties of war.
Right.
Because well, we all know because the money is in the is not in the cure, it's in the medicine.
Treatment. Yeah, the money's in the treatment.
The treatment of it, right? And it's for the treatment.
Yeah. Why should I kill you and I can stay in your pockets for the rest of your life on some damn pills? Like every morning I gotta take blood pressure medicine. Every damn morning. Now you mean to tell me there ain't some shit that you can do so I don't have, but again, not only do I take it every morning, every 30 days I get a new shipment. Everybody getting rich, man. And then the people that are sick are just staying sick, but I'm gonna treat you well enough that you can have a fulfilled life only if by you living, I continue to make money. That's some sick ass shit, I'm sorry.
Or the common cold. You know how much money they making just selling medicine for common cold over the counter? You mean to tell me they can't cure that, the common cold? But it's billions of dollars in that. Just medicine right over the counter you can go and purchase for the common cold.
The, and not only won't they cure it, if you cure it, like Dr. Sebi, if you cure it, you may have an accident and you're dead. We don't want it cured, and damn it, we don't want nobody else to do it.
Then there's that.
When a nation gets to the point, and I'm sorry, U.S., we've been at that point for years now. that money over everything. When we get to that point as a nation, we're doomed, man. We're doomed. Anybody who got money as a country, we're for sale. And that goes for all of them rich bastards, man. And I'm sorry, but I'm going back and forth on political lines, Democrats and Republicans. 90% of the people who we vote to represent us can be bought, property, or being bought in some shape, form, or fashion. And to give that up, they're not going to do that. Hey, listen, conspiracy theory 45 and 19, as we close this podcast, I want to say I definitely believe that there are hands, human hands, in this COVID-19 virus. I think it's a conspiracy to infect people so that when we roll, again, it's an old game. This is not a new conspiracy. It's just being played over again. So now we roll out the anti-venom or the antivirus, and somebody gets rich, and rich people continue to play with the lives of everyone so they can get richer. That's all I have for tonight, folks.
I would just say, you know, hey, I mean, anything is possible. I mean, I wouldn't rule anything out at this point, but they do need to get this under control and get it under control quickly because folks is out here, you know, they're dying and they're saying that it's going to get worse before it gets better. So they really need to get it together.
Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee, asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus.
Hey, we thank you for hanging out with the Addict tonight. This is co-producer. Again, tell a phone, tell a friend that hot podcast out of Jersey, Ohio is back again. Tune in for the Addict.